I don't think it's too often that we get to celebrate All Souls Day on a Sunday. It doesn't happen too much. I can't remember too many times in my priesthood that we celebrated it on a Sunday. So it's good, though, because we're starting this month of November. In November, we remember in a special way the holy souls of purgatory. But we also think of the other things that pertain to the end of our lives. Death and judgment, heaven and hell, those are the four last things we think about, especially during this month. We see the trees losing their leaves little by little. Winter is coming on, dark, it's getting darker. So it's a good time to think about these things. Why should we? Why should we think about our death, our judgment, heaven and hell? I think it's because everybody's going to have to face it, whether we like it or not. So we're encouraged by our Catholic tradition to always be aware of this, to be awake, to be ready, prepared when we're summoned from this life to the next. And once we pass through that veil that separates us from eternity, we won't be able to help ourselves anymore. That'll be finished. We can only do that here while we live. It'll be too late. And we're going to appear before Christ, the supreme judge of the living and the dead. And we'll see ourselves so clearly. We'll know ourselves in the light of God's infinite knowledge. And it will be very obvious to us at that moment where we will spend eternity without having to utter a word. We will know. And woe to those who will be excluded for eternity from God. And blessed are those who have been found worthy to enter into eternal life with God. And those who have not yet been totally purified, their stains of their sin are still on their souls, they will go to purgatory. How many people are there? We have no idea. How long the purgation will last will depend on how much prayer and penance, good works that we've done here on earth while we have the time. For some, purgatory is going to last for many years. And according to our Catholic belief, purification in purgatory is very, very painful. The pain will be knowing completely our unfaithfulness, missed opportunities, our sinfulness that has separated us from our beloved Lord. The burning desire to be with God will be so intense that our whole being will be absorbed in longing, intense longing for God. There are those whose lives have been such that they will enter immediately into eternal glory, into eternal life with God. How many people will be so pure as to not need further purification? We don't really know. But we can hope that we will be among those people, among that number. And hopefully we have been blessed to receive from Holy Mother the Church the last sacraments, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Through that anointing and our prayer of faith, the Lord mercifully prepares our souls for eternal life with Him. Definitely. We should pray to Saint Joseph, patron saint of a happy death, that we will be able to enter into life with God. Today, All Souls Day, the priest is allowed to celebrate three masses. So you can imagine how many masses are being offered today throughout the Catholic world for the departed souls who are languishing in the fires of purgatory. So it must be, I can imagine, a happy time for those souls, because some will be released today. Their time of cleansing will have come to an end. But of course, All Souls Day should not be the only day that we offer prayers for the dead. And really, if we live a truly Catholic life, it should not be. It isn't. As a matter of fact, every time we come to Mass, we offer prayers for the dead. Every time we go by a cemetery, it's a good time to offer a prayer for the dead. Every time we say grace after meals, another reminder to pray for the dead. Padre Pio, he used to offer up so many sufferings and prayers for the faithful departed. And sometimes he was given that rare gift to actually speak with departed souls that had come to ask for his prayers. Other saints also had that privilege. They were visited by departed souls, and they were asked to pray for them, to do penance for them, so that they might be released from that suffering. And even in the Old Testament times, in the book of Maccabees, the sacred author mentions that it is a good and holy thing to pray for the dead, that they may be released from sin. So it's been our constant Catholic tradition to remember to pray for our friends, our relatives, even our enemies that are no longer with us here on earth. And so, brothers and sisters, we should do so as often as we think about it. They're part of the church, and they can pray for us. And perhaps when we die, some of those souls will be the first to greet us in the kingdom of heaven. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.